Welcome to the Hope for Healing, Faith for Living podcast. This podcast is designed to help you grow in faith and walk in the promises of God's Word. Now, let's join today's episode with our host, Tim Dumas.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. My name is Tim Dumas. I'm so glad that you're here. We're going to spend the next many episodes talking about knowing God for who He reveals Himself to be, which includes knowing Him as our healer. So let's begin today by going to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." So we see right off that we must believe two things in order to draw closer to God. We must believe that He is. Now, if you really want to take it a little bit further, it's not just believing there is a God, but it's believing that God is who He says He is through Scripture. God has revealed Himself, His character, His will, who He is, His heart, His love for us. He has revealed all of this through His will and through the person of Jesus Christ. And we'll talk more about that in later episodes, but He tells us who He is. So we must believe that He is. And we believe He is according to who He says He is. And secondly, we must believe that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Think about that. God wants us to believe that He is who He says He is, and He wants us to believe that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now, why would somebody diligently seek God? Because they want to know Him. Because they want to know Him. They want to know the truth about God. They're serious about knowing who God is. They're serious about coming into a deeper relationship with Him. Now, what if you're single and then you meet somebody that you really like? Don't you want to get to know them? Don't you diligently seek them out? Don't you diligently try to spend time with them and get to know them better? Of course you do. That's how we are in this. I want you to understand that this relationship that we can have with God as our Father is real. We can know Him for who He says He is. And if we're going to love God, we should want to know Him. We should want to draw closer to Him. And this is what He's inviting us to do. But we have to do it in a way that pleases Him. We do it by faith. And when we come to Him, we got to believe He is, and that He is a rewarder. And let's make it personal. If I'm going to come to God, I have to believe that He is. And I'm going to believe He is what the Scripture says. I'm going to believe that God is who He has revealed Himself to be in the Word. And secondly, I'm going to believe that He's going to reward me as I diligently seek Him. Now let's talk about the reward. Let's go to Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. And it says, "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram," who later we knew as Abraham. God changed his name later. God says, "The Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, 'Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceedingly great reward.'" That's Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, King James Version. God says to Abram, "I'm your reward. I'm your reward." See, the wonderful, or one of the wonderful things about God is that He is so many things to us. God has revealed Himself as our provider, our teacher, our shelter, our peace, and the list goes on. But I want to specify one thing that He said, which is in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Where He says, "I am the Lord your healer." God said of Himself that, "I am the Lord your healer." This is who He's revealing Himself to be. He is our healer. What's the reward of knowing God, of diligently seeking Him, wanting to know Him in a deeper way, in a deeper relationship? The reward is He reveals Himself to us. Again, He told Abram, "I'm your reward, your exceedingly great reward." Now let's look at it as it said in scripture, but just a little bit differently. Psalms 103 verses 1 through 3. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Forget not the benefits. His benefits. It's the benefits that he wants to share with us. It's the benefits of knowing him. And the two of the main ones are revealed in verse 3. Psalms 103 verse 3 says, who, he's talking about God, who forgives. This is who God is. He's a forgiver. It says, who forgives all your iniquity. It's talking about God. Then right after that, it says, who's that talking about? God, who heals all your diseases. And it lists this in the benefits of knowing God. Well, of course, it's a benefit of knowing God because God says, I'm your healer. So wouldn't healing be a benefit of knowing the healer? Yes. God says, if we're going to come to him, we got to believe that he is what? Who he says he is. He says, I'm the Lord, your healer. If we want to know him as our healer, if we want to come into the relationship with him to know him as our healer, we have to believe he is our healer. And we can do that because the word says it. And the Bible also tells us in Romans 10:17 that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If God says in his word that he's our healer, then that word empowers us to have the belief and the faith to believe he is and speak he is our healer. Amen. So let's just choose to believe that God is what? Who he says he is. Let's also believe that God rewards us when we diligently seek him. How's he going to reward us? With himself. We get to know the benefits of knowing him. Again, Psalms 103, verse 3. Who? He's talking about God, forgives. God forgives. Who? Again, talking about God, heals. God heals. So God is a forgiver and God is a healer. All of this is part of who God is. God wants us to know him for who he is. God wants us to experience the benefits of knowing him. God wants to give us himself. And he's already done that through the person of Jesus Christ. God gave his son as a demonstration of love. That while we were yet sinners, he did that. And Christ died on the cross for us. And the good news is he took our sins upon himself and he died, but he did not stay dead. The Bible says that he rose from the grave. And that's what we just celebrated recently with Easter. But we are going to be determined to know God for who God says he is through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. And if God says he is our healer, we are going to believe it, we're going to confess it, and we're going to thank him for it. And that's what I want you to do over the next several days. Just say to yourself, God, thank you for being my healer. God, thank you for revealing who you are, including my healer. And make it personal. Refer to yourself. Thank you, God, for being my healer. And just choose to believe it and tell God, I'm going to believe you are who you say you are as I draw close to you. And tell God, God, I'm going to believe that you reward me as I seek you and that you reward me with yourself by revealing yourself to me, by revealing the benefits of knowing you, by manifesting your will in my life. I'm going to believe you and I'm going to seek you. And God, I thank you for who you are. So just say that to God over and over again. Just thank him for who he is. Choose to believe it because the word says it. And don't allow how you feel or what somebody else says change your mind. Believe what the word says and act on it by thanking him. Just thank him for who he is. And then expect him to reveal yourself as your reward. He reveals himself to you. I'm Tim Dumas. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you. Until next time, may God's riches and best be yours.